Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stutter Talk. We're here for the second episode at the NSA Conference 2014, Washington, D.C. As we said yesterday, the show isn't quite live, but almost. So right now it is just about 12:30, and we're hoping to get this show published in a few hours. I'm here. This is Joel Cordy. I'm here with regular co-host Roisin McManus.
Hey, everyone.
And regular co-host Karen Herring.
Hey, everyone.
And we have a very special guest today, Parker Mantel. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Okay, great. And Parker created quite the awesome stir in the stuttering community recently. I say that because he did a commencement speech at Indiana University that went viral. And I actually had friends of mine who do not stutter that were sending me the links to it. So whenever something like that happens, you know that something interesting and important is happening in the stuttering world. Just to give a little more background on Parker, he, of course, just graduated from Indiana University, and he has done some really interesting things. He completed internships in the Washington, D.C. offices of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Senator Marco Rubio, and the office of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He also spent the spring 2013 semester interning for Fox News Sunday and the House Committee on Homeland Security. He also serves as a columnist for the College Conservative, a publication that provides a voice for conservative students. So again, we're just so excited to have you on, and so thank you for taking the time. I just wanted to start out by asking you just to tell us a little bit about that experience of doing the commencement speech and stuttering and all of the feedback that you've gotten.
Sure. Well, first, let me say what an honor it is to be with you all here. And I'm a big fan of the podcast and yes, obviously the B team and Joel and Karen and Roisin. It's very, very cool. Very, very cool to be here. And also, let me wish you all a happy 4th of July as well. And to thank you, and to all those out there, happy 4th, and what a cool town it is to be here. So thank you very much, and I guess here's the way that I saw it, and I applied for the opportunity because I knew that each time I had a trouble with a word or something like that, I knew that there might be some people out in the audience that day who could relate whatever challenge they've got in their own respective lives to mine. I have not met anyone who doesn't have their own challenge in their lives. So I thought that it would be a cool opportunity to kind of show them what can be done despite all of the doubt in their lives.
I know I kind of asked you about this last night, but I just wanted to sort of revisit it. When I first watched this speech, I was just sort of blown away by what I consider to be just like such just solid stuttering management in that context. And to me, it seemed like you had such command over the situation, and it almost seemed like to me at the beginning of the speech that you were doing some voluntary stuttering, but you said yesterday that wasn't the case, right?
Right. Yeah. We had such a cool conversation conversation down in the lobby last night. Mm-hmm. And what I had told you there is that everything that you saw was 100% me. And I was kind of in my own little world up there, just to be in front of 17,000 was
I didn't realize it was that many people.
Yeah,
large.
So I don't think that I had the wherewithal to have gone in saying, all right, I'm going to voluntarily stutter on a certain word, and so yeah, everything that you saw was 100% real.
So I mean. Sorry, I'm kind of like taking over. I have so many. Do you guys have a question? I'm sorry.
I think that we should leave.
I have like 1,000 questions and I can't help myself. So I'm going to stop.
I have a quick question to sort of set the background before the speech.
Sure.
So throughout college, how was your stuttering experience? Were you open about it? Were you struggling with it? What was going on?
I think, obviously, it's a challenge that you can't really hide. I'm sure that some people can. I can't. So I was very fortunate early on to realize that you've got a choice. You can let it define you and be very close about it and keep it to yourself, or you could take the opposite approach and attempt to define it. And so I can't say that it was always an easy thing to do, to live by that. But I certainly tried not to let it hold me back. I was talking with a gentleman yesterday, and he asked me what specific challenges did I face in college, and I said, you know, each time you enroll in a class and on the first day you see that at some point during the term you're going to have to go up in front of the class and make a speech or a presentation, and you've got a choice. You've got a choice of, am I going to drop this class, or am I going to try to continue in the class and do what I'm uncomfortable with? Are you going to rush a fraternity, even though it can be sometimes embarrassing and a challenge to speak with the older guys in the house? Are you going to seek the internship opportunity despite of the fact that there's going to be a phone interview, and despite the fact that you see in the job description that it entails a bunch of talking? So all of these choices that I had in college, I always went back to what I said before, is that you could let it define you, or you could dare to be yourself. And as I said, it's not always an easy thing to do the ladder there, but I certainly always try to.
Well said.
Yep. I mean, I have to agree with Joel. I feel like you have the most comfortable and confident speech I think I've ever heard.
You are very kind.
I don't know how you do that.
Thank you.
Like, somehow you stutter and don't seem to struggle.
It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't seem to like rattle you.
It's
even
crazy.
Like in when I was watching your stuttering on the speech, mm-hmm. it's you're able to not. It doesn't seem like you react in an evocative way. It's just like, it's like, okay, this is an interruption happening, and then you just work through it, and it's, I don't know, it's pretty amazing.
Thank you. And I think all of those adjectives that you all were very kind to suggest there can so easily and so accurately be applied to all of you here as well. So thank you.
I was going to say, sorry, go ahead.
No.
But I think that may come from that attitude. The attitude you just explained of that every day is filled with choices, mm-hmm. and we can choose to rise to the occasion and try and be a little more resilient, mm-hmm. or we can buckle under them. And it's, and it seems like that attitude kind of carries your physical speech as well. And that's the vibe that I'm getting from you.
Thank you.
Would you say that you've, like, the attitude that you have now and how you go into situations, is that how you've lived most of your life, or is that somewhat new?
I've tried to. I've been very, very blessed with an extraordinary family back home, and an extraordinary group of friends back home as well. And they never allowed me to think anything else.
Wow. One strategy of yours that seems to be sort of prevalent is this idea of self-advertising. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, in your speech, you know, you mentioned at the beginning that you stutter. Mm-hmm. A few minutes ago, you also mentioned some phone interviews for these really incredible internships that you've been involved with. So did you also use self-advertising in those phone interviews, or how did you handle that situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit since those happened. I mean, my first one was back in 2010. So
okay.
So it's been a bit, and I'm not sure exactly if I can recall back then. So yeah, I'm not sure, but I think that saying that about yourself is it's a very powerful thing, because it certainly lets others know more about you, but I think it's also a very self-empowering thing as well, to be honest with them, yes, but also to be honest with yourself too. So
right on.
I feel like I think the way that you are describing how you can make choices day to day, and mm-hmm. what you want to push yourself to do, I certainly try to do that for myself as well. But I've also never given a speech to 17,000 people. I
Not
feel
yet,
like
yet, Karen.
Right. Like, was that, I don't know, was that like a dream of yours? Or like, what made you, like, that's a huge step. Not just like a small little push.
Thank you. But you know what? I think as much courage as it may have required, I think I just heard someone say that he tries to get ketchup at McDonald's, and he has hard times saying words that begin with K. And even something as seemingly small as that takes just as much courage to do as what I did as well. So I've got all the respect in the world for that guy there who gets ketchup. So no, it probably sounds a bit odd, but it's very, very cool.
That. Yeah.
So what do you? I asked you this a little bit last night, but what do you hope to accomplish in your life? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years? Because you seem like you have the tools to do a lot.
Thank you. I'm not sure that I know.
Okay. Yet,
but as I told you last night, while stuttering can certainly impede my ability to get some words out perfectly, I'm going to work really hard to ensure that it doesn't impede my ability to pursue any goals. So I'm going to continue working very, very hard at that.
Sorry, I could tell you were going to ask something. I just a comment. When we were talking to Yuri Schneider last night, mm-hmm. and he said, what's so great about you is that you don't have to convince anyone that you're able to do things while stuttering. It's just so obvious. So if people interact with you, they listen to you speak, they watch the commencement speech, there's no explaining, like, oh, people who stutter, you know, are capable of doing whatever they want, and they see you, it's just obvious. And I love that.
Thank you.
And that's why I think that I don't know. I would just love to see you, you know, just continue to have success.
Thank you, Joel.
Sorry, I felt like I sort of interrupted you.
You're
okay,
fine.
I'm just like so excited.
As am I. Thank you.
So excited. So it's your first time here at the National Stuttering Association.
Yep.
How has that been for the past 3 or 2 days here, surrounded by 900 other stutterers?
Yeah, it is my first time here, and as I told the crowd a bit yesterday, you never know that from the hospitality that you all have offered me and the kindness that you all have offered me. So I truly have a newfound understanding after being here of what courage truly is, and more importantly, who the courageous truly are. So it's just an honor.
Have you been involved as a kid, high school, college, and any other self-help support or therapy programs?
Have not.
So this is the first time you've been around anyone who stutters, or just a huge group of people who stutter?
Well, I met and I had the opportunity to interact for 3 weeks with some folks over at AIS. So that was when I was, I think I was 18.
It's part of our crew.
Yeah.
You're part of our family.
Yeah, so...
I hadn't heard that.
So from having gone to not meeting anyone to about 10 or so when I was 18 to being here with over 900, it's just an unbelievable, indescribable thing.
Yeah. Just for our listeners who don't know, AAS stands for the American Institute for Stuttering. We talk about it on the show often. Mm-hmm. It's a therapy center in Manhattan, New York, for people who stutter. And all of us, all four of us actually have been through that intensive therapy program.
Yeah, we do talk about it a lot. It's good to like clarify when, you know, we're like AAS or I guess most people at this point know what NSA is, National Stuttering Association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, as we move towards the end of our podcast and sort of into the peak of the conference, we usually ask all of our guests at the conference, what has been your most memorable workshop thus far here?
I just got out of one that was just unbelievable and so well done. It was done by Annie, and it entailed putting a label on your back that had your biggest fear, and putting a label on your front that said what you think you're, what you draw your courage from. And I was sitting in the front row there, and so everyone would go up and kind of turn around so that you could see what their fear is, and concurrently see what their what they draw their courage from as well. And so I moved to the back because I couldn't see everyone in the front row, and so when I moved to the back, I saw everyone's fears because it was on their back, and just to see what some people have gone through is just, it's unbelievable. And one that caught my eye is a guy's fear is that he wasn't being him. He wasn't being himself, and that caught my eye because it's exactly what I talked about. If we don't have the courage to be ourselves, then I think that we are depriving ourselves, of course, but more importantly, we're depriving our world of so much. So it was very, very, very powerful.
Seems like just a powerful thing to actually write down your fears,
yeah.
And put them out there where everyone
can exactly. read them.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you guys? Any memorable workshops that you've already been to? I know Joel hasn't been here for
very
long.
Yeah, I've been sleeping a lot. Karen, why don't you go?
I went to one yesterday by David Luderman, who did a talk about counseling. And I've heard him talk before, and I always think that I just get a lot from hearing him speak. And he's a lot on just being able to be there and listen to what's being said, and also not having to save anyone or particularly help anyone, but just to like be there with them. And I think that's such a useful thing for like as a speech therapist, but also just in life, that when someone shares something with you that they're having to deal with, that you don't have to like give them advice, but like just be there.
I mean, I guess I've only been to one workshop.
It was an awesome
one. It was
one,
Barry's, yeah. And it was great. Hopefully we're going to get him on the show later since he's a regular contributor to Stutter Talk. But yeah, we all love that one. I'm really looking forward to Vivian Siskin's workshop because I just eat that up. You know, yeah. I just, that avoidance stuff is just like, you know, just like my kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. But let's go watch the keynote, shall we?
Roisin, did you
Jody
want to
Fuller?
What workshop you
I think
that's so rude
I
of me.
I think the one, yeah, Joel, I was thinking about my head. I think my most memorable so far was the one that I just came from, which is the 20-something advertising outing. And we had like a 20-something advertising preparation workshop on Wednesday where we just sort of talked about advertising, kind of role-played it. And then today we actually took out groups of people, usually in like small groups of 5 and 6. And we went into stores or walked on the street and practiced advertising to strangers. And I've done that many times. So I was helping out with one of the groups, leading the group. And it was about 5 people. And it's just, it never fails to impact me how brave people can be. People who had never advertised, had never told anyone that they stutter before, and they're able to walk into a store with me or with all of us and just put it all out there, you know, for the first time. And I've been there. I know that they're freaking out in their heads, but they appear very calm.
Yep.
So that was really powerful to see 5 people do that and then feel really giddy and happy afterwards. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Bed Bath and Beyond. You'd be like, oh my
just
God.
Like euphoric.
Yeah. So that energy was great.
I talked to an employee at Bed Bath and Beyond.
I asked for the toaster.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was definitely fun. But I am looking forward to the keynote and hearing Jody Fuller do his thing up there.
Yeah.
So.
He'll be great. All right. Well, thanks so much, Parker, for joining us again. This was a really great interview. This is the kind of thing, and I think it's really special that, you know, we're able to do stuff like this, you know, to have someone like you on. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, B-Team.
Yeah.
B-Team. All right.
B-Team assemble. B-Team disassemble. Okay.